The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So hello, everyone. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour, wherever in the world you are in this moment. And today being Thanksgiving Day in Canada, as Kim just shared with us, and also being Indigenous Peoples Day in the United States, the theme I'd like to invite us to engage with is, as of course I'll introduce it in the guided meditation. So those who are new, whatever you need to know will be shared with you in the guided meditation. Just relax and let arise whatever needs to arise. So the theme is one of gratitude and metta for ancestors, for those who have come before us. Now, we might have known some of our ancestors, we might have known our parents, maybe we knew our grandparents, maybe we heard of our great-grandparents, maybe not, but these are people just like us who walked the earth and had challenges, had hopes, had dreams, and we are this being who is us in this moment. This being who is us represents their hopes and dreams for the future. They may not have envisioned us or known us, but maybe they thought, you know, if we go so many generations back, the sense of sending to the future the best of them, the best they were able to give, the best they were able to offer. So a theme of metta, gratitude, I don't want to get too heady about it because I want to talk too much about it. It's talking too much might feel a little overwhelming, but for us to just settle in, as always, into our bodies with our breath in this moment, and then I'll have some invitations and see what comes up, see what you might get in touch with, which may not have been present before, may not have been aware of before, and what might bring up a sense of connection and aliveness and brightness, spark in your heart and heart and mind. So let's explore together. Let's be curious, see what comes up. Let's have humility. So with that, let's get started. Landing in our bodies. Arriving in this moment, this being who is me, this being who breathes, sits, walks the earth, this amazing, incredible beautiful, sometimes confusing being whom I've privileged to get to know more and more as I live and get to support the cultivation of. this being who does the best they can. Continues to want to grow, which is why they're showing up here. Connecting with this person, with this being who is me. As if you are greeting yourself at your own door, greeting yourself at your own door, opening the door of your heart. Who's there? It's me. Hi, welcome. Come in, come in. Sit, rest, relax. You don't have to be anyone, do anything. You're accepted just as the way you are in this moment, friend. I don't judge you. I don't expect anything of you. Just come and sit, rest. Just rest and be, friend. Allowing the breath to move in the lower abdomen, to be received, an awareness greeting, awareness receiving the breath. Spaciously. The entirety of the in-breath and the out-breath. Simply aware. And if thoughts are arising, if the mind is going on trips and thinking, it's okay. Minds do that. Like little puppies, they get excited. It's okay. Come back, sweet puppy. Come back, dear mind, dear awareness. And let's rest. Fighting awareness to rest. The belly and the lower abdomen. And greet the breath. Receive each breath. And you might find, you will find, the puppy will set off again, and it's okay. Don't yank the leash back. Lovingly. Lovingly. Hug. Caress. Pet, awareness back gently. Slowly. For it to rest with the breath. to rest and be nourished with the breath. Aware of the breath in the abdomen. Simple. Your breath also receiving or being received by the awareness, and the awareness also receiving not just the breath in the abdomen, but in the sit bones where your bottom connects with the cushion, your feet connected to the earth, your legs. All the contact points, feet, legs. Bottom on the cushion, your hands. That's receiving, receiving. Sensations of the breath and contact points can help the mind settle, just arrive here, now. Awareness, awareness, intertwined with care, with kindness, non-judgment, receiving the breath and the sensations of the body to help our heart arrive and settle before we turn our awareness to metta. Just arriving and settling. Another couple of minutes. And now I'd like to invite you, if you would, to continue to stay connected to the body, going to the head, but let the center of gravity below your abdomen, your sit bones, resting, the body relaxing, settled. If you would open your heart, someone, you're descended from a parent, grandparent, someone earlier, with whom you have a connection to, whom you appreciate, you're grateful for. You feel their care, their love. Something about them. It may not be that their entirety was loving or lovable, but just one aspect might be their entirety of their being was loving and lovable. And maybe just one aspect that you really appreciate. You connect to. Bring this being, this person to your mind's eye, to your heart. Inviting them. Hello. If other people want to come in, bow to them and say, a little while. One person at a time, just inviting this one person first. Letting yourself open to sensing them, feeling them. They might be alive or passed away. The arc of their life. The felt sense of this being. Felt sense, maybe an image of them, how they talked, their mannerisms, how they made you feel, just a sense, using whatever senses are most available to you. For some, maybe imagining an embrace, a hug, or maybe if you're very little, sitting on their lap. Whatever really conjures up for you, a felt sense of this being, this person. And if other persons, relatives, ancestors want to come in, invite them, have them sit by the side for now, when you really focus on your relationship with this one person first. Opening to a sense of appreciation, gratitude. For their care, their love, their whatever gifts of time, affection, attention. Or maybe they're passionate about something that they passed on to you. They nurtured something in you. Maybe they saw you. They really saw you. Whatever works for you, makes it how it works for you. These invitations. Some may work, some may not. Make it yours. And a heart that is open to appreciation, gratitude, giving thanks. Is naturally brightened with gladness, with happiness. The mind could veer to guilt or not having done enough, etc. But bring the mind back. It's okay, dear mind. It's okay. Dear puppy, come back. Let's stay with seeing the goodness and gratitude, appreciation. Let's intend our mind to stay. This puppy, sweet puppy, stay. With seeing the good, with seeing the gifts, with appreciation. And notice if your heart feels open, naturally open to the generosity of metta and love. And if so, receiving love and giving love, loving and being loved. Whether this person is alive or past. Loving them through the beyond. And notice now if other parents, ancestors want to join this circle, join this first person, join in being appreciated. You feel their love. and sharing your appreciation and love for them. Acknowledging that sometimes our ancestors might have been complex characters, just as we are. They've had their own causes and conditions. They did the best they could, given their background, their upbringing, their circumstances, their cultural conditioning, family. Appreciating the good. We might have acted the same way, being born into their body, life, and genes. Appreciating the good. Giving and receiving. Your own time, allowing more ancestors to join. Maybe people you've only seen photographs of, or just heard names of, or maybe not even that. Their bloods run through your veins. These human beings. You are their child. Thank you for having existed. Thank you for doing the best you could and having the offspring who became my parent, my grandparent, my great, 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 great grandparent. We are connected in this web of humanity. The ancestors, honoring, appreciating. The challenges, the goodness, the beauty. And if it gets too much at any point, just come back to the easiest, maybe just parent or parents or grandparents. Keep it limited. It's okay. See what works for you. An experiment, if you would. If you would, by putting a palm in your heart center, connecting with yourself, this being who's me. This being who's me. Connecting your hand to your heart. Being touched with sincerity appreciating, loving, especially the complicated lives that may not have been so easy. Lives that may not have been so easy. Calling forth the parents, the ancestors. And bringing to heart, bringing to mind, inviting your friends, your Sangha, and their ancestors. This web of humanity they're connected to, you're connected to. So many cultures from around the world. Western, Eastern, Indigenous. Northern, Southern, this planet Earth, all who have walked this Earth and walk this Earth today. This Earth as a living organism, with all its people, appreciating the complexity, the beauty, challenges of being human. Wishing well. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. All beings everywhere. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So. So, bringing in sense of appreciation, gratitude, thanks, giving thanks for our ancestors. Allowing metta to arise from that and sense of interconnection. So many beings, so many cultures. Just this web of humanity, we're not alone, even though we might feel like an island, especially during COVID times. We are not. In some ways, they're all present with us, in us. We are the being whom they have sent into the future. Here we are. So, I'd love to open up for questions, for comments, for reflections. The chat is open. At this point, if you chat, send reflections directly to me. I will only read your reflection, not your name. If it's to everyone, I'll read your reflection and name. You can also raise your hand. One reflection comes. Compassion for Black Americans cut off from their family histories by slavery. Yes, thank you for bringing that in. Yeah. Yes, so much can open up in this practice and seeing the pain, the challenge of histories and also historical trauma and pains of ancestors that many people carry, many of us carry. Thank you for bringing that in. Compassion. Awareness. I'd love to hear more. What came up for you? What happened? What was challenging? What did you discover? Kim says, that was beautiful. Thank you. You are so welcome. He says, the complexities of my ancestors, what a rich stew. Yes. Yeah. Anybody wants to raise their hand and share anything? Your voice, bringing your voice into the container. I like the connections to all of us, even if we may seem alone. Yes. Yeah. So I await more reflections or maybe a hand to come up if you like to say what this was like for you. So I see one person is clapping. That's a clap. So it's not a raised hand, but I think I know who that is. Is that you, Hugh? You want to say something? Deborah says, I'm still processing a lot of grief over the loss of both my parents in the past 5 years. Oh, this brought up gratitude and tears. Thank you, Deborah. Yes, Hugh.
Just to add to the complexities of my ancestors, what a rich stew. And now the complexities of this worldwide sangha, what a rich stew.
Yeah. 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 Indeed. Thank you, Hugh. And Yerba says on YouTube, this theme was beautiful and profound for me. Thank you. This opened up a lot for me. David says, thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Sangha, from Dave in Oak Harbor, Washington. Grateful for our ancestors, intending atonement. And I see Mark's hand is up. And let's see, Mark, please.
Before I speak, Diana wants to say something.
Diana, if your hand is physical, I haven't seen it, my dear, unless it's your Zoom hand.
It's your hand.
See, I don't see too many of you because of the privacy, and so there you are. I see you, Diana. There you go.
I was really stuck because I am feeling sad. I don't have a whole train of ancestors I know about. My parents put them down. We only saw them in distant pictures. It was kind of grim. And yet I remembered my mother used to talk about an ancestor who came across the country to California in a Conestoga covered wagon. And she always talked about this person, didn't Nora? So I thought, what the heck? That's going to be an ancestor. I know nothing about her. What you were talking about, their life must have been, what kind of cultural conditions it must have been. So now I have an ancestor to appreciate.
That's great. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, thank you for that. And I have to say also for me, as I was practicing, you know, there are so many of my ancestors I don't know. And I just imagine, oh, yeah, that person must have had a father and mother. I'm like, hey, what? Come in. I don't even know your names. Welcome. Welcome. Because, of course, we have lots of ancestors, even if we don't know them. So that's the beauty of us being here as human beings. Of course, we have ancestors. Mark, please.
Well, I used to go visit my mother. I moved to the West Coast, and she was still on the East Coast where I grew up. And I tried to visit 4 times a year. I made it at least 3 anyway, and would stay for a week to visit. And about 13 years ago, I went for one of these visits and, you know, flew in and got there pretty late at night and rang the bell, and she met me, and we went into the living room and hugged, and it was one of those hugs where she was just pulling me inside of her, and she said, oh, I just love you so much. And it wasn't that she'd never said that before, but not often. It was just one of those rare, rare moments of just pulling you inside. And so we had the visit, which was fine and great. And I went back to the West Coast. And 2 weeks later, I got a call. And she had had a stroke, and she died. And I was just so grateful for that moment, just at the end from her, and this meditation brought that all back again. It was just lovely. Thank you.
What a gift, Mark, and thank you for sharing that beautiful moment of love with all of us. I feel graced. I feel the grace of her love gracing all of us, pulling you in and pulling all of us in into that love. That's just so lovely. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, Mark. Yeah. And Nick, I see your hand, and 6:50 at this time is when we transition into small groups. So keep here. So we're going to come back to you after the groups. Is that okay? Yeah. Great. So beautiful. So let us turn and come into invite each other into a small group practice period of just 6 minutes with one another, and to bring our ancestors into the room with us. So it's going to be a very crowded room, all of us bringing our ancestors and each other's ancestors too, and just acknowledging that we're all descended from all these human beings who, as one of you wrote in your note, recognizing that they probably did the best they could, so with this, I'm opening the rooms. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Here we go. And the rooms are going to close in about 10 seconds. Okay, rooms are closed. Everyone is back. Welcome back, everyone. So, Nick, you had your hand up. Is it, or are you, is it still relevant? Yes, no, give me thumbs up. Yes, okay, here you go.
I'll do it. Thanks, Nikki. I appreciate it being part of the group. And it was very sticky, a little bit uncomfortable. I knew this day would come, that we would talk, that I'd be in a meditation group and that it would be talking about ancestors. And my ancestors are, you know, I have ancestors through, you know, in America for like 8 generations, and they were involved in everything. Epic battles, you know, and building fortunes and unfortunately all the bad things they were involved in too. That so my point was that I'm going to try not to romanticize their actions and just kind of focus on, well, they had a lot of strength. They certainly had strength and determination. And I'm sure I got some of that, you know. I've had my own successes, but you know, anyhow, that was the point that I wanted to make.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nick. Thank you for bringing that in. Yes, absolutely. Not to romanticize, our ancestors were wonderful, beautiful, and flawed people, just like us. They're a mixed bag, just like we are. And they had good intentions in the way they saw their intentions, and complicated, especially with the history. And who knows, maybe history will look back at it and say, well, yep, they had good intentions and they really messed up in these ways. They messed up the environment. And so to appreciate both, it's a both and to appreciate their goodness, and given what they knew, they did the best they could. And yeah, they were flawed in many ways, and so are we. So yes, and all of that, appreciating all of that. Yeah, so thank you, Nick. So important to bring that in. Really appreciate you bringing that in. Yeah, so dear ones, the time has come. It's already 7 or minute past 7. So thank you for engaging with this interesting, challenging, opening practice to see our interconnectedness in all these ways. Thank you for showing up and cultivating your heart and awareness in unfathomable ways. May you be well. May all beings everywhere be well, safe, and happy. Thank you. Now I stop.